Welcome back to Sports Day. You're listening for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. Now, earlier today, our star producer, Jared Benny Jones, he spoke with former Aussie.
He stepped up, didn't he? He really stepped up.
As he always does.
He's looking for a spot.
Former Aussie. Sadly, now former Vic and now Tasmanian Peter Siddle. Can you believe that? I'm not sure we're going to be referring to him as a Tasmanian. They discussed his new life in the Apple Isle, but more importantly, his role as ambassador for the Jane McGrath Foundation and new look to the Pink Stumps Day this summer, which is, of course, raising crucial funds for breast cancer nurses around Australia. Here was their chat with Benny.
Yeah, thanks, Jared. Thanks, Sam. Look, if you ask any Aussie cricketer, or even cricketing fan for that matter, what it's like to be at the SCG during a pink test in January, well, they're going to tell you quite simply it is a wonderful, amazing spectacle, and of course one that we know creates a huge impact right around the country. So with that in mind, and with the McGrath Foundation starting its Pink Stumps Day initiative for the upcoming summer, there's a few little changes courtesy of COVID-19. We're going to find out about those. Let's catch up with one of our former greats, a man who on his 26th birthday provided one of the great sporting highlights this country has seen with a hat-trick at the Gabba, of course, in an Ashes test. But he is also, importantly, a Pink Stumps Day ambassador. And his name is Peter Siddle. He's been good enough to join us on Sports Day. Welcome, Sids.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, obviously, you've been there as a player and you've experienced what the pink test is all about. And I'm sure it's a wonderful feather in your cap, something you look back on with great pride. But now to get involved, not post your career, because, of course, you're still doing your thing for Tassie in the Shield and also in the Big Bash as well. What's prompted you to get involved a little bit further with the McGrath Foundation and Pink Stumps Day?
I think, yeah, just helping out and doing a bit more. I think, you know, as a player playing in the pink test day, like you said, was always an amazing opportunity, you know, to bring awareness over those couple of days as a player. But through that time working with Cricket Australia, we obviously had opportunities to help the McGrath Foundation go meet some of the McGrath breast cancer nurses on, and even have opportunities to, you know, hear some experiences from some of the patients that have been affected over the years and what the nurses have done for them since. So, yeah, when the McGrath Foundation and Glenn spoke with me about, coming on as ambassador, I jumped at it. And obviously, to be able to, just play a bit more of a part and hopefully, raise much-needed funds for the foundation.
Peter, I read some amazing numbers, and amazing for all of the wrong reasons. I mean, if you're a cricketer, you're a batsman, and you average 55, you're going pretty well. But I read that on average, 55 people will receive a breast cancer diagnosis each day here in Australia. I mean, that simply is staggering. And as I said, it's pretty alarming. Shows you just how significant this push to raise funds for the McGrath Foundation is.
Yeah, it is. I think like over the last couple of weeks, I've been given a lot of information on it and done a lot of reading, and it's quite sad, really. Like you said, numbers are usually a good thing around sport, but these are sad numbers. And I think playing these small things like the Pink Stumps Day, the initiative for this summer ahead, hopefully raise enough awareness to help the community, but in doing so, raising money for the McGrath Foundation to distribute more of these McGrath breast cancer nurses.
Now, we have obviously been lauding our healthcare workers over this past sort of 6-7 months, and with good reasons, Peter. The work they're doing is incredible, so I'm not to suggest that any are more important than the others, but when we focus in on breast cancer nurses and the work that they do, we immediately think of the patient, the person who's going through the battle with breast cancer, but these nurses do so much more, providing this sort of free service that also provides a great support for the families that are caught up in all of this.
Yeah, that's right. I think as much help and how good our health system is, they're always there. They're there for everyone. So, yep. I think a lot of the time, the patients can, they can go back home, they can go away from the health system, and they lose a bit of contact with that support where they feel comfortable. And that's pretty much where the McGrath breast cancer nurses come in. They can help support them from a health side of things, but they can also, they're there for the families and for friends to help support them as a friend. And I think that's the thing that I've heard, that all the patients are so happy and helpful with is the support that they get as having these nurses as friends, being there for them, and can answer questions that sometimes they don't know. So having that support, and like you said, it is free to the patients. So it obviously, you know, it costs a lot of money to help help get these nurses around the country, and so the funds always come in handy.
And that's where we're asking our listeners to get involved. Pink Stumps Day. Now, Sids, as an ambassador, you're going to tell us now, clearly things have changed. The world has changed a little bit in 2020. It's had to take a little bit of a pivot, I think we're calling it. But the initiative as into how it'll be different from previous years, what can you tell us there, mate?
Yeah, so for most of the country, and it's probably going to be pretty similar. We're still going to be able to get out there, and you know, clubs are going to be able to run their Pink Stumps days. They're going to be able to run their, you know, weekends or whatever it might be through their local club. So for most part, it is going to be pretty normal. But we understand through these weird times that we're experiencing at the moment, it's going to be hard for some people as well. And I think the exciting thing is that, yeah, we there's another part where you can sort of stay in. You can register, stay in at your own house, in your backyard. You can pink up your backyard and have your own little pink day, Pink Stumps Day in your own house with obviously family and potentially friends if you can get a few people around. But also you can go virtual and do it over your social media. Obviously, social media's plays a big part in everyone's lifestyle these days. That's it's another small part that you can pimp up your social media, pink it up, and play your part, a small part in that way.
Yeah, I love it. As you've touched on, it is not just specific to cricket clubs. Anyone can get involved, and to find out all the details and to register your interest and your participation, and that's what it's all about, raising funds and awareness for the amazing work of the McGrath Foundation. Head along to pinkstumpsday.com.au. Just while I've got you, Pete, and I know you're very busy spreading the word on all things Pink Stumps Day, over the last few months, you've made the move, as far as your cricket is concerned, to Tasmania after a wonderful career with Victoria. And, of course, what you did with Australia goes without saying, over 200 test wickets. But life in Tasmania and acclimatising and getting prepared for the summer ahead, how's it all going for you, mate?
Yeah, it's going well. It's been good. Obviously, joining a new group is a little bit different, and trying to sort of, you know, get used to them and get in the way of life down here in Hobart. But, no, enjoying it. I think it's been great. Obviously, I don't want to say too much because you can get out and about down here and train and explore and stuff like that. But no, it's been great. Obviously, yeah, a new team and getting into cricket and getting closer to playing again. So I've settled well. But like I said, we just want to get stuck into some cricket now. Get the summer of cricket started, and once that kicks off, I think everyone will get in the mood for cricket during the summer.
Yeah, no doubt. And this show goes to various parts of Tasmania, so I know a lot of cricket fans in that part of the country will be excited to hear that. Will you be fronting up in the Big Bash again with the Strikers, Sids? Is that going to be happening?
Still at the big in the Big Bash with Adelaide. So, yeah, looking forward to that. It's going to be exciting. I think everyone knows how exciting the Big Bash is. And yes, it might look a little bit different this year, but I think the exciting thing is that, you know, everyone's going to be up and about and excited to get amongst it. So, however it does get played and where it gets played, might be a little different, but Big Bash is always fun. 2020, it's an exciting game. Love playing it, so looking forward to getting that started later on in the year.
And the last one before we let you go, Peter, great to have you on Sports Day, is that obviously the Pink Test itself, that'll be held at the SCG, and still a lot to go under the bridge as far as the planning for that. But we know India are coming to Australia this summer. Highly anticipated series. You'll be clearly an interested onlooker, and as an ambassador for the McGrath Foundation, taking an extra interest. But that test series, I mean, Australia, India arguably the best nation in the world, coming out here to try and obviously keep that mantle. It's going to be great watching, and obviously a big challenge for Steve Smith and all the boys to come up against one of the great powers of cricket.
Yeah, 100%. They're amazing test nation, I think, you know, nation in general in cricket. But I think, you know, we saw the last time they toured out here that how far they've come in, you know, putting together a side that can, you know, perform well in Australia and really put us up to the contest. And yeah, it's going to be an unbelievable series. Looking forward to watching it. It's going to be good to be able to just watch a series and not have to be worrying about nervousness about selection and all that type of thing. Now I can just enjoy watching the boys go about it and cheer them on. And exciting series. It'll obviously finish off with the pink test up in Sydney, which is always a big one. But yeah, Virat Kohli, Steve Smith, bat off. I think everyone will be looking forward to that. And then you've obviously got the fast bowlers from both nations as well going head to head. So yeah, what more can you ask for? It's going to be some amazing cricket.
It's all really exciting, and so is what's happening with Pink Stumps Day. And you can find out all the details at the website pinkstumpsday.com.au. And just keep in mind that the amazing work, as Peter has alluded to, of these 151 nurses currently funded. We want to get that number even higher, and the only way we can do it is with your amazing support for the McGrath Breast Care Foundation and also Pink Stumps Day, which is going to be fantastic later on in the year. Hey, Peter, thanks for your time. All the best with your continued pre-season as you gear up for life with Tassie and the Shield. And, mate, we really do appreciate your role and your efforts with the McGrath Foundation. Good luck with it.
Cheers, guys. Thank you for the support.
Peter Siddle there with our producer, Benny Jones, on Sports Day. And a reminder about that website to get involved. It is www.pinkstumpsday.com.au. This is Sports Day for Wilson Homes. You can chat with one of their friendly staff today about personalising a home design to suit your individual lifestyle.